Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharne Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschachar Deshatayane. Can everyone move forward a little bit? Kripaya sab tora aage. Kripaya. Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityaham Naram Chaiva Naroktamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28. Chapter is entitled Paranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. Text number 59. Please repeat after me. Tasmins Twam Ramaya Sprishtoho Tasmins Twam Ramaya Sprishtoho Ramamano Shutasmitihi Ramamano Shutasmitihi Tatsangad Idrishim Prakto Tatsangad Idrishim Prakto Dasam Papiyasim Prabho Dasam Papiyasim Prabho Tasmins Twam Ramaya Sprishtoho Ramamano Shutasmitihi Tatsangad Idrishim Papto Dasham Papi Yasim Prabhu tasmin stvam ramaya sprishto Ramamano shutasmritihi Tatsangad idvishin prapto Dasham papi yasim prabho. Please chant. Tasmin stvam ramaya sprishto Ramamano shuta smitihi Tatsangadudvishan bhakto Dasham papi yasim prabho Tasmin stvam ramaya sprishto Ramamano shuta smitihi Tatsangadidvishin prapto Shasampapi simprabho Tasmin stvam ramaya sprishto Ramamano shutasmutihi Tatsangadidvishin prapto Vaishnavis, Tasmin stvam ramaya sprishto Ramamano shutasmutihi Tatsangadidvishin prapto Dasham papi yasim prabho Tasmin, in that situation, Tvam, you, Ramaya, with the woman, Sprishtaha, being in contact, Ramamanaha, enjoying Ashuta Smritihi without remembrance of spiritual existence Tat with her Sangat by association Idrishim like this Praptaha, you have attained Dasham, a state Papiyasim, full of sinful activities Prabho, my dear friend Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My dear friend, when you enter such a body along with the woman of material desires, you become overly absorbed in sense enjoyment. Because of this, you have forgotten your spiritual life. Due to your material conceptions, you are placed in various miserable conditions. Please repeat after me. My dear friend, when you enter such a body, along with the woman of material desires, you become overly absorbed in sense enjoyment. Because of this, you have forgotten your spiritual life due to your material conceptions, you are placed in various miserable conditions. Purport. When a person becomes materially engrossed, he has no capacity to hear about spiritual existence. Forgetfulness of spiritual existence entangles a man more and more in material existence. Such is the result of sinful life. Various bodies are developed with the material ingredients because of different types of sinful activities. King Paranjana assumed the body of a woman, Vidarbhi, as a result of his sinful activities. Bhagavad Gita clearly says, Striyo Vaisyas Tata Sudraha, that such a body is low born. If one takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, he can be elevated to the highest perfection, even though he be low born. One acquires lower births when one's spiritual intelligence is reduced. Tasmim stvam ramaya sprishto ramamano shuta smritihi tat sangadvishim prapto dasham papiyasim prabho. Om Jnana Trimandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadi Shatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I'm very happy to be back here in Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari Mandir here in Mumbai. It is my great fortune. May bahut bhagyavan hai aap sab bahut acha bhakta ke paas hai ke saath hai. I speak in English because mere Hindi bahut kharabe hai. Kripaya maaf kijiye. Hare Krishna. Before I begin to speak, I'd like to take the blessings, the asirwad of all senior devotees who are present, especially Braj Hari Prabhu, who has requested me to speak this morning. And I beg you for the blessings that I may speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. I'm a little bit tired this morning. Yesterday I traveled from Dubai, and on the flight, I still feel a little bit like I'm on the flight, you know? The Vyasa-san seems to be moving sometimes. So if I fall asleep, please wake me up. There was one devotee who gave class in Chicago, ISKCON Chicago Temple. And if you've ever been to ISKCON Chicago, it's a little bit like Radharas Bihari Mandir in that there's a balcony, upper, where people can stand. So in the middle of this class, the Maharaj who was giving the class, he fell asleep. He was speaking, he fell asleep. You know, like this. And the devotees in the audience, they very quietly, they got up from their places and they went up to the balcony and they looked down to see what would happen. And then all of a sudden, Maharaj, he woke up and he looked around and there was nobody sitting in the class. And then the devotees in the balcony, they laughed and they came down and continue the class. So if I fall asleep, please you just wake me up. No need to go to the balcony. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So we're reading from the 28th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this chapter is entitled Paranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. And this is a discussion between Maitreya Muni and Vidura. And there's a discussion going on how King Prachinabharhi has his 100 sons, the Prachetas, and they go to the forest and they take Shiksha from Lord Shiva and they chant the Shiva mantra underneath the water and practice austerities for so many years and get great benefit. They get darshan of Lord Vishnu. In the meantime, their father, King Prachinabharishat, he's just engaged in his fruitive activities. So out of compassion for King Prachinabharhi, Narada Muni bhajai vina Radhika Ramana naam hai. Narada Muni arrives on the scene and begins to instruct King Prachinabharhi on devotional service. And King Prachinabharhi is eager to hear from Narada, but his heart is not ready to absorb the message of Krishna consciousness directly. Therefore, being an expert preacher, Narada Muni delivers the message of Krishna consciousness in a story, the story of King Paranjan. The devotees of the Lord, they represent Krishna. Yadā yadā hi dharmasya glanir bharati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham paritranaya sadunam vinasaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. So the Lord comes, dharma samstapanataya, to establish religious principles like a stamba, like a pillar. Dharma samstapanataya. Now sometimes the Lord comes himself, and sometimes he sends his representative. In this case, he's sending Srila Narada Muni. So Narada Muni is representing Krishna. Let's look at this word, represent. 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 Re means again. Again presenting. He's making the presentation of Krishna consciousness that Lord Krishna has already made. Representing. He's presenting it again. He's presenting it in a very palatable and digestible and easily assimilable form that the king, Prajna Barhishat, he can digest. So this is the expertise of the Krishna consciousness movement, the preachers, that they can present Krishna consciousness according to time, place, and circumstance so that whoever's listening, they can digest it. Whether it's giving food for life in South Africa, whether it's doing Harinam on the beaches of Poland, whether it's distributing books in the blizzards of Moscow. The Krishna consciousness preachers are traveling everywhere, distributing Krishna consciousness in a very expert way, so that according to culture, time, place, and circumstances, people can take up Krishna consciousness, embrace devotional service, and take up the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this section of Bhagavatam, we see Narada Muni representing Krishna consciousness to King Prachinha Barishat in the form of a story, the story of King Paranjana. In this story, there's a king. He's looking for a place. Finally, he finds a nice city that he likes, a city of nine gates. These nine gates represent the nine different holes in the body, the two eyes, the two ears, the mouth, the genitals, the rectum, the two nostrils. And so many discussion is going on by Narada Muni about this city, the different inhabitants of the city. There's a snake, there's different shopkeepers, and they each represent different aspects of the body. And King Paranjana, the king, is the soul. He's the Atma in the body. And at one point, King Paranjana, he dies. He leaves his body. And his wife laments, "Oh, my dear king, you have left your body, and now I'm in so much distress." And she's lamenting on and on. And then a brahmana comes on the scene and begins to instruct her in spiritual knowledge. And today, we are hearing one of the instructions of the brahmana to the queen, to the king's wife. And today's verse, Tasmins Twam Ramaya Sprishta, that my dear friend, you enter this body with material desires and you become absorbed in sense enjoyment. Now Srila Prabhupada said, sense gratification and Krishna consciousness go ill together. They don't match. We should try to separate our sense gratification, our sense enjoyment, and try to serve Krishna's senses. Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Uchite. Krishna is the master of the senses. By serving Krishna's senses, we'll become happy. When you pour water in the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches and fruits become nourished. No need to water each individual fruit and branch and leaf separately. Pour the water in the root. Gratify Krishna's senses, and then our senses will automatically become enlivened. Just like you decorate a form in front of a mirror, the reflection is also decorated. So when we do puja, when we offer service to the deity in the temple, and the deity is looking beautiful, then we also feel satisfied. No need that we put on any fancy dress ourselves. We dress Krishna, and then we also become satisfied. Satisfy Krishna's senses, then we will become satisfied. And the best way to satisfy Krishna's senses in this age of Kali, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam, Kolona, Stevana, Stevana, Stevagatiranyata. Taking up this chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Ramayo Shuta Smritihi Tat Sangad Idrisham Tat Prapyo. By association, you've forgotten your spiritual life. Dasham Papiya Sim Prabhu. And due to your material conceptions, you are placed in various miserable conditions. It's an interesting word, Papiya Sim. You're full of sinful activities. Pop. So much pop is there. It's like if you have a SIM card in your cell phone. You're charging, recharge. So this is a pop, Papa SIM. It's a SIM card full of pop that we have in our life. Papiya SIM, Prabhu. So much pop is there in the SIM. And due to this, so much pop that we're placed in different various conditions. Ariatmik klesh, aribhotik klesh, aridaivik klesh, miseries from the body and the mind, miseries from other living entities, and miseries from the devatas. Due to our papiya sim, due to so much stock of sinful activities. So in the purport today, Prabhupada mentions the importance of forgetfulness and remembrance. When we forget Krishna, everything becomes difficult. But if we remember Krishna, everything becomes joyful. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madjaji mam namaskuru mam eva shasi satyam te pratijano priyosime. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana, remember me, always remember me, think of me. Mad bhakto, become my devotee. Madjaji, you should worship me. And mam namaskuru, offer your pranams to me. Then surely you will come to me. Pratijano priyo sime. I'm telling you this because you are my very dear friend. So if we can always remember the lotus feet of Krishna and never forget the lotus feet of Krishna, we'll be very greatly benefited. Prabhupada talks about sinful life, that when we perform sinful activities, we become more and more entangled in sinful life. We do pop and we get papa beej. It creates a desire for more pop, It's like a vicious cycle. We have to burn this Papa Beach from the roots. And the only way to do this, Tasmad Sankirtanan Vishnur, is by taking up this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada talks about how different bodies develop due to these sinful activities. If one performs sinful activities as a human being, in the next life, you may not be fortunate enough to get a human body. One may get a different kind of body. We remember in Bhagavad Gita, it's those beautiful pictures. We see the person eating meat, and the next birth, he takes birth as a tiger. We see the picture in one birth, person is eating all kinds of nasty things from the ocean, like lobster and crabs. And we see in the next birth, he takes birth as a hog to eat the stool. And we see a picture, a person likes to sleep all the time. And the next birth, he takes birth as bear. And then we see there's a picture of a woman. She's naked, no clothes. And the next birth, she takes birth as tree. So according to the pop that we commit in this life, we can take birth in different species of life. But we hear, Neha bikramo nashosti pratyavaya navidyate swalpapam apasya dharmasya chayate mahato bhayat. That when we practice devotional service in this endeavor, there's no loss, there's no diminution. Whatever advancement we make on this path, that will save us from the greatest fear. And what is that greatest fear? That greatest fear is taking birth in the animal species of life. If we just take up this process, it's very joyful process. Kevala Nanda Kanda, this chanting, dancing, feasting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we chant Hare Krishna, it's like using our cell phones. And the cell phone, we have our Papiya SIM, right? So you chant Hare Krishna, the Papiya SIM, you're calling all the way to Golok Vrindavan. So very quickly the SIM gets finished. It gets over. It's like ISD call, you know, international call, intergalactic call, interplanetary system call, from material planets, Bhautik Jagat, to Adhyatmik Jagat, to spiritual planets. The SIM gets over. It gets finished. And then when the Papiya SIM is finished, then no more taking birth in any other animal species of life, no more taking birth in human species of life. We use our antenna on the cell phone. We all have our antennas. Sika is the antenna. And then we can go back home, back to Godhead. Chelo Vaikunta, Zawa Devachiya Gawa. Jai Ho, Jai Ho. So Prabhupada also mentions in the purport today this shloka from Bhagavad Gita. Because King Paranjan, he took birth as a woman in his next birth. And taking birth as a woman is considered a lower birth. And Bhagavad Gita clearly says, Prabhupada says, quotes, Striyo Vaishyas Tata Shudraha, that such a body is low-born. Now, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varnya Marashrishtam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha Tasya Kartram Apimam Vidya Kartram Avyayam. He says that according to guna and karma, These four varnas and four ashrams are there. So guna means qualities, and karma means activities, work. So if a woman is performing mundane activities, mundane work, then it's low-born. But anyone who comes to the status of Vaishnava or Vaishnavi, such a person can attain the ultimate perfection. I heard one time in Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day in Vrindavan, one of his, one Mataji, one Vaishnavi disciple of Srila Prabhupada, she was a book distributor, and she was remembering that all the lady book distributors were distributing big hardback books, maha big books, and Prabhupada heard about their big book scores. And Prabhupada said that ordinary women, it's a low birth, they're less intelligent. But my lady disciples are the most intelligent because they know how to distribute my books. So if one can come to the platform of devotional service, then it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman or American or Indian or Chinese or Japanese, wherever you're born, one can attain the ultimate perfection. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatan Goswami explains that just as an expert alchemist is like a chemist, he can turn bell metal into gold. Do you know what is bell metal? It is it's like mercury. And there's a process by which some different ingredients are added into that metal, and some urine also, and it stays overnight, and the next day it turns into gold. But you must be very expert to do this. So similarly, Sanatan Goswami Pad explains that this expert spiritual master can elevate even a low-born person and take him to the level of Vaishnava. So such a person is very elevated, even higher than Brahmana. Vaishnava is higher than Brahmana. One time there was a big debate. The smarter Brahmanas, they wanted to debate with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is better, Brahmana or Vaishnava? And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he went to that debate and he presented his paper, Brahmana and Vaishnava. And he spoke so eloquently that the smarter Brahmins could not say anything. First, he glorified the Brahmanas, and the Brahmanas were rejoicing. He's with us. He's glorifying the Brahmanas so nicely. We never heard such nice glorification of Brahmanas before. And then he began to show and glorify the Vaishnava, showing how the Vaishnava is even higher than the Brahmana. And the Brahmanas, the smarter Brahmanas, were crushed into powder. They could not say a single word. And the people in the audience, they practically rioted. They wanted to get the dust of the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And it was not until the police forcefully picked up Bhakti Siddhanta and put his feet in a bucket of water and then threw the water onto the crowd. It was not until that happened that the crowd was pacified and dispersed. So we see that anyone from any caste, if they're trained properly by a spiritual master, they can come up to the platform of Vaishnava. And that is truly wonderful. We see this also in Srila Prabhupada's activities. Satar Salke Hai Prabhupada America Mein Gaye, or Harinam Ki Dwara Udar Kye Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada traveled to the West, and in the West, there are all these hippies. Hippies are unclean. They don't take bath. They engage in all illicit activities, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling. And Prabhupada took these people and turned the hippies into happies. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He elevated them to the topmost platform. He brought them to India. They were his dancing white elephants. Great personalities like His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, who did so much to bring about the advancement of this wonderful Sri Sri Radharas Bihari Mandir, Sridhar Swami, so many other wonderful devotees who came here and did so much for the movement. And we are just bearing the fruits today. We are enjoying their hard work, their sweat and blood and tears for this movement. We have life so easy. The temple room is clean. We have beautiful deities to dance in front of, nice ashram facilities, hot water, geyser, guest house, everything prasadam. But in those days, it was just rats and jungle. But they were here, and they made life members, and they distributed Prabhupada's books. And today, we see a beautiful temple before us because of their hard work, because of Srila Prabhupada's strong desire, and their desire to serve him. So this is very important. We should serve the representative of Krishna. He who is representing Krishna, we should offer our service and will be greatly benefited. Another example of a great personality who shows that it does not matter if you're a man or a woman or American or Indian, to be a Vaishnava was a great soul, Janavi Mataji, Janava Mata. Janava Mata was the wife and consort of Lord Nityananda. And she was very great, learned scholar, great devotee of the Lord. And at the time Lord Chaitanya left this world, Lord Nityananda left his world, Advaita Acharya left this world, many devotees had disappeared, and she was the most senior Vaishnavi of all. She was the most senior devotee on the planet. Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, they decided to hold a Gaur Purnim festival, the first Gaur Purnim festival. They invited devotees from all over India to come. They came in large numbers from Vrindavan, from Kardaha, from Shantipur, from Bangladesh, from all over. And this festival was held in Khetri Gram. In Khetri Gram, Janavi Mataji, Janava Mata, she was the most senior person. So they offered her an elevated seat. Please, honor prasadam on this elevated seat. But she said, no, I will serve the prasadam. So she served all the devotees. And then they said, Janava Devi, now you have served all the devotees. Please, honor prasadam. And she said, no, now I will serve the servers, those that serve the prasadam. And she had personally supervised and done all the cooking for the festival. Such a great personality. And whatever philosophical doubts were there in anyone's mind, there was discussion, and her word was final. She established the correct siddhanta of all the issues. So if a personality like Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Achyutananda, Advaita Acharya's son, they considered her the most senior person. So this proves that although Bhagavad Gita says, Striyo Vaishas Tata Sudraha, that if one becomes elevated under the guidance of the expert spiritual master, then regardless of caste, nationality, birth, man or woman, one can attain the highest perfection. This is glorious. The Vaishnavas are glorious. We're not this body, we're the spirit soul. And the duty of the soul, Atma, Jivera Srupahoy, Krishnera Nityadas, is to eternally serve Krishna. So we see Narada Muni is instructing King Prachinabharhi in this science, the science of devotional service. Bhaktyamam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. Knowing this science of bhakti yoga, one can understand Krishna in truth, tatvataha. And it doesn't matter which caste, which religion, which man or woman, which gender, if one understands Krishna in truth, one can serve others. And Prabhupada has so kindly given this message to us, and we should express our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada by very strictly following what he's given us, practicing our sadhana, following four regular principles, chanting 16 rounds, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then doing our best to preach Krishna consciousness, share Krishna consciousness with others, so that at the end of this life, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. Can you give him the microphone?
Prabhuji, Lord Krishna himself was born in a Vaishya family, I understand, if I am right. And his parents were Vaishya, doing agriculture and cow breeding. So how does it fit with his own thing?
Yeah, thank you for your kind question. I'll just repeat the question in case others haven't heard it, and to make sure I understand it correctly. So Prabhuji is saying that Krishna is staying in the home of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. They're cowherding people. So what is the significance of Krishna's residing in the home of a Vaishya, this part of his Leela? Thank you. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varnya Maya Shristam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha Tasya Kartram Apimam Vidya Kartram Avyayam. He says these four Varnas, this Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they're created by me. He said, but I'm not part of this system. So he's aloof from the system. So the reason that he's residing in the home of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda is to give them pleasure and to give himself pleasure. Anandamayo Bhyasat. Krishna is always seeking pleasure. And Krishna loves the cows. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahman Hitaya Cha Jagadichaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So being in a cowherding community, he has opportunity to be with the cows. Well, Krishna enjoys being with the cows, with Krishna, his brother Balaram, Stoka Krishna, and all the other cow-herding boys, all the Gwalbal. So they're enjoying, it's Leela. He's giving them pleasure. He's giving pleasure to his devotees. And when we hear of Krishna and Balaram herding the cows out in the pastures of Vrindavan, they're playing their flutes and they're playing games. One boy will steal another boy's lunch packet, and then the boy will start to run, "Oh, give me my lunch packet back." And the boy will throw the lunch packet to another boy, and then the boy will run to that boy, and then that other boy throw it to another boy. So like this, the boy will just be, "Where's my lunch packet?" And then he'll start to cry, and then all the boys will laugh and give him his lunch packet back. And then they'll sit and have lunch together. And before lunch, they'll kill some demon like Agasura or Trinavarta. So then in the evening, they return back to Vrindavan with the cows. And Krishna's covered with the dust that's raised by the hooves of the cows. And Krishna looks so beautiful. So Krishna is engaging in his lila. He loves his cowherding pastimes. They're so sweet. This Vrindavan lila is the sweetest of all Krishna's lilas. Later, Krishna is in Dwarka. He's playing the role of a kshatriya. He's playing the role of the king. But is this as sweet as Vrindavan? No, Vrindavan is sweeter. Krishna is very accessible to his loving exchanges in Vrindavan. One time, Krishna met the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan in Kurukshetra. And the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis and Radharani, they were seeing Krishna before him, dressed like a kshatriya, dressed like a prince. And they said that, "You are the same Krishna, I am the same Radharani. It is like when we met for the first time, but here in Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a prince. You're not wearing peacock feather. You're surrounded by armies, the sounds of chariots. You're wearing some military dress. Can we go back to Vrindavan, to the bank of the Jamuna, to Vamsivat, underneath a Kadamba tree, breathing the sweet fragrances of the jasmine flowers in the month of Vishakha, in the springtime? Can't we go there?" So Radharani's feeling this strong desire to be with Krishna when he's in the role of a kshatriya, but she has no access. Just like if you do Nirjal Ekadashi, right? All day you're fasting, no food, no water. All night you're fasting. And Pandava Nirjal Ekadashi is very hot. So the next morning, you're very hungry and you're very thirsty. So someone brings you a beautiful thali of khichdi and nice gulab jamuns and sandesh and a big cool glass of water, and you're just about to break your fast, but then you discover that there's a glass case locked over the prasadam, and you can't access the prasadam. It's right in front of you. You want to eat the prasadam, but you can't access it. It makes your hunger increase more and more and more. That was the situation when Radharani and the gopis were trying to interact with Krishna when Krishna was in the role of a kshatriya. So when Krishna was in the mood of a vaishya, cowherding boy, they're gopis. Gopi means cowherding girl. So cowherding girl, cowherding boy, compatibility. So in order to give pleasure to his gopis, his devotees, the residents of Vrindavan, Krishna played this lila of taking, of participating in this community of vaishyas.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think our time is up. I would like to thank all of you for your kind attention and encouragement this morning. I'm very grateful to you. Thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.